a 35-year-old African-American man, a bus driver, and I asked him what he was there for, and he told me that he had been arrested for quote-unquote obstructing pedestrian traffic. And I thought he was kidding. I didn't know what that meant, and I asked him to show me his summons, and he pulled out a little piece of pink paper, and there it was. It was written, you know, obstructing pedestrian traffic, which it turns out it meant that he was standing in front of his own house at 1 o'clock in the morning, and the police just didn't like the way he looked and arrested him. And this is part of the disorderly conduct statute here in New York, but this is one of these offenses that people get roped in for. It's part of what a city councilman in another city called an epidemic of false arrest. Basically, these new stats-based police strategies, the whole idea is to rope in as many people as you can, see how many of them have guns or warrants, and then basically throw back the innocent ones. But the problem is they don't throw back everybody. They end up sweeping up a lot of innocent people and charging them with really pointless crimes.
There's a very comic scene where then he goes to court, and he has a hard time convincing his public defender why he doesn't want to pay a fine for standing in front of his home.
Yeah, and this is something that I encountered over and over and over again, is that people who are charged with these minor sort of harassing offenses, when the state discovers that the case against them is not very good, they start offering deals to the accused. And when people protest that I'm not going to plead because I didn't do anything wrong, they keep offering better and better and better deals, and no one can understand why they won't plead guilty.